This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear a word of what we're about to say. Now, the truth is, they've tried to suppress us. InfoWars is only one focal point of people waking up to the true corporate global governance we're under. That corporate governance worldwide, where it's in control of about 80% of the planet, is setting up the universities to teach total totalitarianism and to arrest and shut down anyone that disagrees with the whole corporate board takeover. And humanity is, again, just explosively waking up right now to what's happening. And we have a fighting chance. So we have CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Times all in the same day saying it's horrible. He's talking about JFK. He's talking about New World Order. He's talking about vaccines. He's talking about rape and murder. All of it's real. All of it's true. So they have to act like what we're doing is discrediting, not because they think it's discrediting, but some weaker-minded people that still haven't woken up hear it and go, oh, my gosh, Trump's crazy. Yeah, he's crazy like a fox. He's winning. He's surging. The more hardcore he gets, the more support he gets. And so that's why this is so special and so amazing. And then I personally already knew. Of course, we had Brian Terry's brother on last week and others. And I had him on months ago. I had him on years ago. I knew behind the scenes that Donald Trump was going around investigating Fast and Furious and the Clintons. I knew that he was investigating the birth certificate and Obama's providence 8 years ago before anybody else was. And the truth is, Donald Trump is what you call a free thinker, what the mainstream media calls a heretic, or in modern parlance, a conspiracy theorist. He believes they ordered a stand down at Benghazi. They did. He believes they rigged the stock market. They now admit they did. He knows they're rigging the currency rates. They now admit they did. He's a realist. He's not a chump. He's a self-made guy that's made $40 billion and himself made $8 billion. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I'm telling you this. The guy is taking on the globalist. The guy basically sees it as a do-or-die suicide mission. And I don't just know this from Stone or other people. I know it from a bunch of folks. I'm just going to stop right there, okay? Trump, behind the scenes, knows more than I do. And Jerome Corsi, he's known him 40 years and worked with him. Of course, he's big in banking, big in finance, big in construction. He's told you on air. I asked him to say what he told me privately on air. He did it. He said, look, don't worry, Alex. Donald Trump knows everything. I said, what do you mean? He goes, he knows more than you or I do. So the truth is, Trump knows it all. He understands the whole program. And he went to Scotland for a month a few years ago and almost didn't do it. And just said, look, I can't let them destroy the country. I got to take these people on. They want to make everybody poor. They're scum. I'm going to take them on. And, you know, when you get a kid takes the vaccines, you believe in the system, and then your kid gets autism. And you're hearing it here, folks. They keep it private. They don't want it out. But, you know, his son got damaged by vaccines. You understand, even at that level, nobody's insulated from this new world order. And, I mean, Robert De Niro got intimidated, but he came back. He's coming out with a new vaccine film himself. So the truth is, when the men get off the bench, tyrants fall. And tyrants know they're in a battle now. So listeners know this. We're about to get a lot more reinforcements. And we don't hang our hat on Donald Trump. He's only one manifestation of that. Okay, just like Ron Paul was a manifestation and got the word out. You are the Paul Revere's. Epic history's happening. And thanks to Matt Drudge, WorldNet Daily, and a few other groups that have been around as long as I've been or even longer. And look, WorldNet Daily's not been perfect at some levels, but they're good folks overall. Because of those folks, we have a real shot. Because of you, because of Ron Paul, because of Barry Goldwater, because of countless other people like Red Beckman and just too many to list, and Jack McClam, because of all those patriots fighting the last 50, 60 years, American culture now is this. We actually are the culture. We actually have been dug in, getting ready, trying to stop the takeover, but now it's here. Okay, the enemy just took over an awake population of probably 40%. The dough, how to calculate the cabbage. This is epic. This is history. This is 1776, part two. You are the resistance. David Knight's taking over.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this segment, we're going to be talking to Joel Skousen, no stranger to those of you who listen to The Alex Jones Show. Of course, his website is worldaffairsbrief.com, or you can find him at joelskousen.com. One of the things that Joel Skousen talks about, of course, we sell it here at the InfoWars store, are books about how to create a secure home. He has a book, The Secure Home, Architectural Design, Construction, Remodeling of Self-Sufficient Residences and Retreats, and also Strategic Location, where to build in order to be safe in North America. Now, perhaps one of the people who's read his book, I don't know, would be Zuckerberg, because we got this post from the New York, is Zuckerberg building a secure bunker next to his home? I believe it's up on the Drudge Report as well. And what they say is Mark Zuckerberg, we mentioned before in the news, other people covered it earlier in the week, that he was tearing down four homes that surround his $7 million mansion in Silicon Valley. But now the New York Post says what he's building appears to be a high-security stealth compound. Indeed, one of the homes looks like a possible security bunker with white brick walls, dark steel doors and windows, dark gray siding and louvers where they occur above the roof line, and dark gray standing seam metal roof, according to the plan. So It's interesting. You know, we see these billionaires, the elites, relocating to different areas of the world. Also, we've talked about in the past, George Clooney, he built last year or 2 years ago, he built a panic room in his UK castle. So they're taking care of themselves, and we need to understand what's going on. One of the things I want to talk to Joel Skousen about was what's happening in Venezuela. We see our presidential candidates on the left. We see Hillary Clinton using Joe Stiglitz as her economics advisor. We see Bernie Sanders praising 30 years ago the Nicaraguan Sandinistas and Daniel Ortega and all those people. And now he comes back and says, well, I was praising the spirit of it. And, of course, Hillary Clinton took him to task for praising the spirit of oppression. Nevertheless, she wants the same kind of economic policies that have led to the ruin of Venezuela. And Hillary Clinton wants to confiscate guns. And now we've got a situation, as I pointed out earlier in the show, we reported back in December that the police in Venezuela were being hunted down on the streets for their weapons. That's what's going to happen in America. That's why a lot of law enforcement doesn't support gun confiscation, because they know they're going to be the point of the spear. They're going to be the targets of criminals who are going to come after them for their guns. That's just one of the bad results of gun confiscation. So joining us now is Joel Skousen. Welcome, Mr. Skousen. I don't have his audio. Do we not have his audio there?
I can hear you, David.
Okay,
you
good. Now we got your audio. Good, good. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you very much, David. Good to be with you.
What do you make of Venezuela? Because we had this last weekend, a massive military drill of 500,000 soldiers. And, of course, Maduro is saying, oh, this is targeted. This is a warning to Americans not to get involved. But nobody is believing that. They all believe that this is a warning to the citizens who are starving in the streets not to create an insurrection and also to shut down efforts to have a recall election.
Well, this is an interesting situation, David, because Maduro's popularity has dropped to 22%. He enjoyed no less than 3 or 4 years ago almost 80% popularity, at least among the indigent people of which socialism and his form of communism appeals to.
I can't believe it's 22%. I mean, people are hunting cats and dogs in the streets, and he's got a 22% positive rating?
That's incredible. You've got to remember, there's that many hardcore leftists and communists in Latin America in any one of these countries, and so that's very, very believable. But it's remember that in December of 2015, the opposition parties, the Unity Democratic Parties, won it's over a two-thirds majority in parliament. So they now have the power to remove Maduro from power, and they were planning on doing that. They've been gaining petitions for a plebiscite on that issue. And then Maduro calls for a state of emergency on May 16th, just last week. And that state of emergency has effectively stopped the government from removing him from office. We have to remember, too, that Maduro has replaced all the military officers with cronies, so there is no possibility of a coup. Actually, Chavez did that a long time ago. That's the traditional way in which a very unpopular president would be removed from office in Latin America. And he's also stacked the Supreme Court, and this and the opposition parties were in the process of removing these corrupt Supreme Court members and replacing them with more moderates, and that state of emergency has stopped that as well.
You know, of course, he has an incredibly high standard there in Venezuela to have a recall election. They have to have 4 million signatures. This is a country with a population of only 30 million. So that's, about 13-14% of the population has to sign a petition. And as they started getting there, they got about halfway there, 1.8 million signatures. That's when he enacted a state of emergency, as you pointed out, for 60 days and threatened anybody who has a job with the government, which is probably anybody who has a job at this point, threatened to take their job if they signed that petition. And I guess those are the 22% of the people who are supporting him in the opinion polls.
Well, worse yet, crime is the worst, second worst in the world. Honduras has the highest per capita crime. Guatemala is up in there, and El Salvador is really bad, too. But over 90% of crimes in Venezuela go unsolved and unprosecuted. And as you say, you know, they are taking down policemen to get their weapons. It's getting to be a literal free-for-all in terms of, people fighting it out for food. The black market is running rampant. Nobody uses the currency except for napkins and toilet paper in Venezuela.
Yeah, let me, exactly. It's the currency itself has become a kind of form of toilet paper. They can't even afford to print new fiat paper money. You're talking about the crime situation there. Last night, we talked about this a little bit. We had a video that was a lady from Venezuela. She talked about how bad crime was there. And, of course, the NRA put that out. And that's one aspect that we're going to see when we have gun confiscation. But then the other aspect, as you alluded to just there, was the fact that officers are being hunted for their guns. Here's some of the statistics back in this article we had in November. 24,000 murders recorded in 2013. 252 police officers hunted and killed in the country from January to October of last year. So that was just before this article was written, because they wanted their guns. That's what's going to happen with gun control. And, Joel, I see the same things being put in place by the Democrats. Of course, Hillary is full on for gun control. And we see coming up in California a race between the president of the Senate and the lieutenant governor, both of whom want to run for governor and become governor in that heavily Democrat state, both racing to see how many gun control measures they can enact and, you know, to make themselves more popular. There's 11 different sweeping gun control measures, three of them about registering ammunition purchases, also having background checks for ammunition. I mean, this is really getting serious in California. Venezuela has become a template for what the Democrats want to do in this country, and California is becoming the next step in that enactment.
Well, that's right. You know, as the author of Strategic Relocation, I get an awful lot of calls and emails from people from California saying, all right, I'm ready to leave. This is the last straw.
Yeah.
You know, the confiscation is very real, looming. But, you know, that which is really driving people out of even the public school system, of course, is the enforcement of transgender bathrooms and other sex education upon people.
But
before we leave Venezuela, let me just say, David, that one of the reasons the problem is so chronic in Venezuela is that they took a $50 billion loan from China in 2005. And they have to, they sell over 600,000 or 600 million barrels of oil to China, and they have to give 50% of that towards debt payment. So even at low oil prices, they've cut their income in half by indebtedness to China.
Wow, that's amazing. But, and a lot of people will say, well, what's happening in Venezuela is simply because of oil. But we've seen this happen throughout Central America. We've seen it happening in Bolivia. We see it happening in Brazil. We see it happening regardless of what the economy is based on. Of course, when we look at socialism, that creates an economy that is based around, doesn't have a diversified economy because people don't have the freedom and the flexibility to create new products, new markets. So it's just going to be the industries that are owned and mismanaged by the central government, the central planning. It's not really foreign intervention that they want to blame it on. They should be blamed on the intervention of their central government. And that's the key when we look at what Bernie Sanders was saying 30 years ago about Nicaragua. He was praising the fact that they had won this in spite of American intervention. And yes, we know the CIA has created its own share of coups, but it's not American intervention that is bringing down Venezuela. It's their own intervention in their own economy, isn't it?
It is. And I want to reinforce what you're saying about the inherent allure that has always been in Latin America. You've got a high proportion of very poor indigent people in Latin America. So socialism has always had a big draw. But well over 50% of all the countries in Latin America are in the hands of actual communists. A lot of people don't realize because the media never publicizes. They call leftist progressives, you know, they don't, and they call, you know, even full communists just, you know, on the far left. They just don't want to use the C word. But Dilma Rousseff of Brazil, who's just been temporarily suspended in an impeachment proceeding, is a full communist. Revolutionary. Her predecessor, Dilma Rousseff and then Lula da Silva of Brazil was a full communist. They still hold to this day an annual conference in Rio de Janeiro called the Foro, meaning Forum of Rio de Janeiro, which is an annual meeting of communist revolutionaries and how to continue the struggle.
That's what we're going to. And I would like to talk to you when we come back from the break. I want to go a little bit more into Brazil if you want to talk about that, because I think it's very important. You know, there's a common thread besides the socialism between Venezuela and Brazil, and that, of course, are voting machines. Most people don't realize that the largest electronic voting machine company in the world comes out of Venezuela. It's called Smartmatic. It was created by friends of Hugo Chavez as a tool of political control in Venezuela, and it has been accused of rigging elections throughout Central and South America, places like the Philippines as well. And, of course, we had the GOP bring it in for the Utah primary. They paid $80,000 for Smartmatic voting machines in our own country, the GOP. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen, an expert in preparedness, securing your home, finding a secure location. We sell his books at Infowars.com, of course. One of the articles I came across, and we were talking about what's happening in Venezuela and everything that brought this up, was this massive military exercise they did over the weekend. 500,000 soldiers in Venezuela. And they said, well, this is to show of force for the United States. Nobody believes that anywhere. This is a show of force for their citizens. But they've been showing force to their citizens for quite some time. Look at this article from DC Clothesline. Did you know Venezuela banned guns for private citizens only 4 years ago? Yes, I did. But here's one interesting thing from that article. Here's a quote about what they did for people who were prepping. They said this is about the same time when they outlawed the guns, spent $47 million in this bankrupt kleptocracy to create disarmament centers. You know, we talk about the gun-free zones being victim disarmament centers. No, these are literal disarmament centers that they set up, spent $47 million to confiscate people's weapons. It was about the same time the government declared prepping illegal, said those who were quote-unquote hoarding could be detained on criminal charges, and when the company country instituted a fingerprint registry for purchasing groceries. There you go. And if you bought more than you were allotted, then they would come after you. This is why you need to prepare now for your family. Now, of course, we sell InfoWars Select storable food. We also have a sale right now on Nascent Iodine, 20% off Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. Prepare for yourself now. Prepare for your family now. Because all the stuff that we're seeing has happened in Venezuela are things that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton want to have happen in this country. From their economic policies to their gun confiscation, you name it, it's on the way. This is endemic to socialism. So joining us again is Joel Skousen. We were just talking, Joel, about what's going on in Brazil, and I pointed out that one of the big exports from Venezuela has been their voting machines. Of course, there was a big cry about voter fraud when the president of Brazil, who has just been impeached, when she was elected. She was way behind in the polls, 10% behind the polls. She was being booed in soccer stadiums with 60,000 people there. But all of a sudden, she wins the election with these electronic voting machines, and then they shut down exit polls, which they normally would take exit polls. Your comments.
Well, exit polls have always been the primary restriction on voter fraud, even electronically. They just don't dare change the ultimate result more than 10% of exit polls. And so when you're going to do that, you have to shut down exit polling. And that's what happened in last year's election, even in the United States. You didn't find any exit polls. Mm-hmm. When they defeated Romney, I have estimated that they actually eliminated over 8 million votes to defeat Romney versus Obama. But they're obviously doing that in Venezuela and Brazil.
And, of course, the interesting thing, Joel, is that when they do the exit polls, and they do the exit polls, they just don't report them in most cases. What they'll do is they'll tell us, well, if this demographic went for this particular, you know, men went for this candidate, women went for that one, or they'll slice it in different ways. But they won't say in their exit polls how many people voted for candidate A, how many voted for candidate B, so you can compare it to the actual results that they're going with.
And that's why it was important that in 2012, when Romney was defeated, it was the first time in the United States that the state results were tallied at the federal level. In other words, there was no way for an individual state to see if their tally had been part of the 8 million votes that disappeared, unless all the states at one time requested an audit simultaneously.
Wow. And when we're looking at this voter fraud, I did a report on this after the Utah primary, because I saw Smartmatic had been brought in by the GOP there. They spent $80,000 to bring in this Venezuelan electronic voting machine company to tally their GOP primary. And some of the countries where Smartmatic had operated, they had shut down mysteriously and lost millions of votes, tens of millions. In one country, it was 24 million votes just disappeared. And that's the amazing thing. There is no audit trail. And with these electronic voting machines, they're taking something which ought to be very, very simple math. We need to have the ability to look at who the voters are, as well as the way this is tallied and transmitted, have a paper record. But with electronic voting, they take all of that away, don't they, Joel?
That's right. And making votes disappear, you know, they traditionally, it's very easy to write a program that erases itself after it's implemented that flips votes. And we saw that in the Texas primary with electronic voting, where they took votes from Donald Trump to beef up for Ted Cruz and others. But making votes disappear is an even tougher thing if you don't have a paper audit of totals. And that's, I think, the massive fraud that went on at the federal level to defeat Romney.
Absolutely. We see it over and over again. Of course, we've seen news reports where people brought in some college hackers to put a little program into the voting machine to switch all the votes and then erase itself after the fact. That's exactly what can be done. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Joel Skouser. We're going to talk about what's going on in Japan with the outrage over an American Marine arrested in connection with the death of a woman on Okinawa.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen. What's your website, Joel?
WorldAffairsBrief.com.
Yes, WorldAffairsBrief.com. Thank you. It just slipped my mind there for a moment. We've been talking about what's going on in Venezuela and South America. We're going to move it to the Pacific now in just a moment. But before we leave the elections, I saw this interesting story on WND, and I wanted to mention this, Joel, because I have personal experience from friends in North Carolina where something like this similarly happened. They're saying hundreds of dead voters are casting ballots decades after dying in L.A. People voting from the grave in L.A. County. Hundreds of so-called dead voters in Los Angeles County alone. They said there were 215 votes from the grave. They say this one individual, John Sinker, passed away in 2003, yet records show he was able to vote in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2008, and 2010. And I had the same thing happen, Joel, in North Carolina. My brother-in-law, who still lives there, had a friend who went to vote. And in North Carolina, you do not have to show a photo ID. And, of course, efforts to say that we want to have some kind of a photo ID, like driver's license, have been attacked by the Democrats as being racist, as intimidating people. I don't know why they're not intimidated when they have to show ID for the millions of other things that they do in their everyday life. But when you go to vote in North Carolina, you just walk up and you give them a name and an address, and they look it up and they say, okay, here you are. And they don't verify who you are with a photo ID. Now, what happened with my brother-in-law's friend, he said, I went to vote. I gave him my name, and they said, you've already voted. And he said, they looked at it, and his mother was on the voting roll who had already died. And they said, she's already voted as well. So all they have to do is go through the phone book, and they can go in and rig these votes. And, of course, they've extended the voting periods on this. I mean, it is incredible the amount of fraud and the different places in which that fraud can be injected into our process, isn't it?
Well, actually, David, it's you can't really do this by going through the phone book. This has to be done with access to archives and records, and thus you have to have collusion with the local state administration. In L.A., for example, it's controlled by the Democrats, and that's where you're getting this systematic voter fraud. I mean, this is not done easily, and when it's done on the scale that it's been done in L.A., you know it's official or unofficially official.
And, of course, we're seeing them saying, we don't even want to have people require the people have citizenship in order to vote. We've seen many jurisdictions where the Democrats have done that. I mean, it is so over the top, the fraud that we're seeing here. And when the Bernie Sanders people, the one thing I'll agree with them on in terms of this election is what's happening with the superdelegates. She started out, Hillary Clinton started out with 15% of the votes that she, the delegates that she needed to win the nomination. And every time we look at these areas where Bernie Sanders beats her by 10 to 15%, she winds up getting the same number of delegates because they have 10 to 15% of the delegates are superdelegates. So he can still beat her in all these elections that are proportional on the Democrat side. He can beat her by 10 to 15%, and yet she still gets the same number of delegates because that they've reserved that number as superdelegates.
And it's hurting her in the polls now.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first time, we're seeing Trump starting to approach getting even in the polls with Hillary Clinton, and that was unthinkable 3 months ago in terms of polling. But she is so unpopular with the Democrats, I don't think she's going to get the percentage of Bernie Sanders voters that they think they are.
You know, it is interesting to see this war erupting. Everybody was thinking that she was going to have this thing sewn up, that the Republicans are going to be fighting amongst themselves at this point, and yet the whole narrative is flipped. Now we've got the Democrats in a death struggle for the nomination, a lot of bitterness rising, and there's a good reason for that bitterness to rise because of the rigging of the system through the superdelegates. But I think it's very interesting to see what's happening with this. It's really going to damage her, I think, for the general election, don't you?
No, I do think so, and that's why they're trying so hard to control and co-opt Donald Trump, because there's a very real possibility. I mean, the polls are generally fudged anyway. We saw that in all the phony surges they ran in polling to try to defeat Romney for the nomination in 2012. So we really can't trust polling. But nevertheless, so I think, you know, this is a very real possibility. They may be dealing with Donald Trump, and so they've got to co-opt him. That's why the meeting with Henry Kissinger and the multiple conversations. Paul Ryan is saying he's about to resolve the conflict between he and Trump. His staff is denying he's going to endorse him, but I think it's going to come pretty close to an endorsement.
How do you feel about that meeting between Kissinger? Because the one thing I heard Donald Trump say after that was he kind of joked. He goes, yeah, he meets with me and he tells me how angry China is that we're not doing this. I mean, he almost kind of like almost like a backhanded comment towards Kissinger. You know, like, yeah, I met with him, but you know, he's putting pressure on me from the Chinese. He's acting like an ambassador from the Chinese is the way I read that comment.
Well, he always has been a representative of the Chinese. I mean, Kissinger has been accused because of his time in East Germany as a double agent, as being a communist. And he may have let the communists think that he was, but Kissinger is clearly a globalist.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's probably playing both sides. He clearly, you know, is almost solely responsible for bringing China into the First Nation status that it is, mm-hmm. both in terms of a member, not only of the UN replacing Taiwan, but a member of the Security Council with veto power. And, of course, the globalists want that for conflict creation. So he did represent China's view to Trump. He talked about how Trump is fearful, or China's fearful of a Trump victory. He did that kind of to play up to Trump. Trump is sadly very susceptible to flattery. And, you know, Kissinger knows how to pour it on. I think Trump has some idea a little bit about what, you know, Kissinger is about. But I'm not as convinced as Roger Stone is, for example, that Trump really understands the 9/11 conspiracy or the globalist conspiracy like he says he does.
Well, time will tell, won't it? I think his comments, the way I read his comments, I thought it was a pretty offhanded comment to Henry Kissinger. Certainly he's going to need to meet with these individuals as they come to him. I mean, it's kind of like Don Corleone saying, I want to talk to you, you know, but when he comes out, he goes, yeah, this guy's nothing but an agent of the Chinese. And I think we all understand that. We've seen that it was Kissinger who opened up the, had the great opening to China. But of course, they have pushed China to take over our industry and our manufacturing. As people look at this, Joel, I mean, we see all these articles that are up on the Drudge Report today about all the different robot positions taking over jobs, taking over hamburger flipping, but also taking over farming, taking over white collar jobs. But we understand that we have already eviscerated our economy by getting rid of our manufacturing. They kept telling us, hey, it's going to be great because we're going to have a service economy. And yet, as Gerald Celente has said, you know, when you got a service economy, you're nothing but a servant. You know, you are a butler or whatever. You're not going to get wealthy. You can't keep yourself free. You've lost the engine of wealth creation if you lose your manufacturing base. It isn't simply an idea that we're going to be able to buy our shoes and clothes at a cheaper price because we've got slave labor making it for us in China or in Vietnam. We're going to become dependent and passive. And to me, I look at these things that are coming down the pike with automobiles, and now they're selling us, after they've sold us the service economy, they're selling us a renter economy where we don't own anything. They already talk about themselves being the stakeholders, us not owning anything. Now I think they're moving us to the point where not only are we servants in a service economy, but now we're going to be renters who don't own anything, including even our own cars.
And we mustn't forget the ultimate threat to internet or to national sovereignty in a war situation when you don't have steel manufacturing capability.
Yes.
When your chips for military equipment are manufactured overseas, how do you get it to your supply chain in a wartime economy? This is the real vulnerability which we're facing, because certainly Russia and China are building towards a war economy and building massive weapons of mass destruction as we disarm.
Let's talk about what's going on in Japan. This article from the Washington Post, outrage in Japan as U.S. Marine veteran is arrested in connection with the death of a woman on Okinawa. Your comments.
Well, this is a hot topic. As a former Marine pilot, I can tell you that Okinawa has been a hot topic ever since I was a pilot. Kadena Air Force Base, or not Air Force Base, but Marine Base there is a major operational base. We used to have nuclear weapons in Japan. Those were taken out. There's a very strong leftist component to Japanese politics that have lobbied for a nuclear-free Japan. Japan is reversing that under Prime Minister Abe, trying to convince his country to bring on, they're getting, you know, Aegis-class destroyers and other things. And they're even, most importantly, starting to move into the disputed islands to combat Japan. Now, there's a grudge match brewing in World War III against China and Japan, and so Japan really has to get on board with defending itself. Right now, the U.S. is a major component of that in Okinawa, the major series of bases in Japan. But, you know, about several years ago, there was a gang of three U.S. servicemen that abducted a 12-year-old girl in Okinawa and gang-raped her. And now this rape, or this, and probably a rape and murder that occurred with a Marine civilian. Actually, he retired, came back. He had married a Japanese wife, brought the wife back as a civilian contractor. And what's most irritating to the Japanese, David, is that the U.S. has this agreement that all military personnel are exempt from Japanese law. They have immunity while they're there, and they extended that agreement to civilian contractors.
Wow.
And so not being allowed to be prosecuted locally. And this is what is enraging the people. The U.S. just doesn't need this if they're going to extend power towards the China threat.
I don't fault the Japanese at all for being outraged by that. I would be outraged by that as well if I were them. That's absolutely incredible that they would do that. that they would exempt them from prosecution for crimes like this, even people who are retired and are private contractors. I mean, that's just incredible.
Well, this is a problem person, especially vis-a-vis Japanese woman. You know, when he marries a Japanese woman and then goes to tax and has an affair with another Japanese woman, and this is a predator that, you know, the military has a very bad reputation. We had it in Vietnam about sexual predators and creating a whoring economy. And this is what's happened in large parts of Okinawa with brothels due to the U.S. Marine Corps presence there. And I think the U.S., just as in my day, they had to get a handle on all of this whoring around in the Tailhook Convention and had to, you know, they supposedly cut it out, but they really put it underground. And it's still there in the Marine Corps. There is a tacit admission that you can do anything as long as you don't embarrass the Marine Corps. But this is clearly embarrassing the Marine Corps and the U.S. government now.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Okay, so as this is happening, and people are justly outraged at the fact that this guy cannot be prosecuted because of the U.S. Saying that he's immune with that, how is this being used by the left, and how is this playing into the whole aspect of Japanese and U.S. military cooperation there? Because we've got Donald Trump talking about how Japan and South Korea and even our European allies need to shoulder more of their own defense costs.
And Japan is willing to do that, but Prime Minister Abe spent almost all of the meeting with President Obama railing over this Marine Corps conduct. That's how far this has risen here. And the reason that happened is because Abe is under extreme pressure from the left in Japan to get rid of the Marine Corps base. So he's got to show real concern. Now, if Obama wanted to defuse this, he'd basically say, all right, you've got Mr. Shinzato to tell you how this guy, you know, his name is Gibson, but he changed his name. He took the Japanese last name to fit better into society. I guess it was to facilitate his being a predator. This guy needs to be turned over to the Japanese for prosecution, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Now, if the left wants to get rid of U.S. military bases, what do they want to do to replace it? Do they believe that they don't need to have any defense, or do they want to start a military program of their own?
Well, the left in Japan is very pacifist. They do not want to have any military. They want both ways. But Prime Minister Abe, as a globalist, part of the Trilateral Commission, is going to push for his own indigenous military forces. He actually is not in favor of removing U.S. military forces. They just want the bases moved away from the population centers. But typically that doesn't work either, because the Marine Corps, you know, brothels move to where the military is, and so it will continue to get in. But I want to make this major strategic warning, though, that China is a real threat, and China is preparing to go to war with the United States. And I believe in the beginning days of World War III, China will gobble up Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, and all the way down through Australia, where they have bought up all the mineral rights. And that's one of the reasons why I don't recommend Australia as a retreat location for people in America or New Zealand, because it's very highly probable that Japan will occupy all of those countries in the beginning months of the war.
And of course, there's a lot of saber rattling going on in the South China Sea, where the Chinese government is building artificial islands and then using that to assert their territorial claims in that area. Now, I'm curious to see what you think about what Donald Trump said about Japan and South Korea shouldering more of their defense burden, because I think he made a good point. He said, we're going to get to the point where the U.S. economy can't shoulder this burden for other people, and then they're going to be on their own with that as well. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely agree with that. There's no way that we can shoulder the burden right now. We have no business integrating around the world, and that's part of the neocon globalist agenda, is to interfere around the world in order to create conflict and animosity against the United States, which will accrue to China and Russia's favor when they want to justify taking out the U.S. But remember, the reason that that China is in these various areas that's on your screen right now is because many of those other larger islands have already been occupied by the Philippines and Taiwan and Vietnam and others. And so that's why they're having to build military bases out of reefs. And they are militarizing them. They've got some fighter aircraft and anti-aircraft batteries on those islands right now. Going to be a lot of saber rattling between China and the United States, but the China will do nothing other than offer verbal opposition, they continue incredulously to invite China to be part of U.S. military exercises so they can spy on us in those regions. Obama apologized to Japan for the marine conduct, but those things mean nothing to the Japanese or anyone else as long as the U.S. doesn't hand over this perpetrator to the Japanese for prosecution. It means nothing. An apology is easy to do.
Well, yeah, we've seen domestically how one particular murder incident, as we've seen, they would use that to create the Black Lives Matter movement and that sort of thing. But you have a situation where, and I think part of what was so egregious about that was leaving that guy to bleed out in the street to outrage the local residents. And so there's those flashpoints that happen. And then the way that it is handled can take something that is justifiable police shooting and turn it into a massive social movement. And now you've got in Japan, you've got a guy, as you point out, who is an actual predator. And the U.S. standing by and saying, we're going to protect this guy because he has some tenuous connection to the U.S. government, to the U.S. military. We're not going to allow you to do anything to him. That is the most amazing thing. And we continue to see that kind of arrogance, whether it is spying on us here in America or whether it is defending that kind of crime in Japan. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Joel Skousen.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen, joelskousen.com, worldaffairsbrief.com. I want to get Joel's comments on where he sees this election going in just a moment. Before I do, just want to remind you that we have a sale on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We're talking about all the unrest in the world, about people who are preparing, as we see perhaps Zuckerberg building a compound for himself. We know that even people like George Clooney have set up their panic rooms. Have you prepared? We can. This is a good time to take advantage as we put these items on sale. Right now we got 20% off Nascent Iodine. That's something to stock up on. Make sure you have this vital supplement in your supply. This is 99.99% pure iodine salt crystals from deep within the earth, lab tested for purity. 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, for limited time only, we have a special. You sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, we'll send you a promo code to get 50% off our two most popular T-shirts, Hillary for Prison T-shirt and our Come and Take It T-shirt. And, of course, the InfoWars Underground Insider Newsletter will give you exclusive content that you won't see at our website even, as well as other promo codes on other products. So, again, get 50% off Hillary for Prison T-shirt or Come and Take It T-shirts when you sign up for our InfoWars newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Joel, the Hillary for Prison T-shirt is a very popular T-shirt because, you know what, it really is going to be, the stakes are very high for both her and for Donald Trump. I mean, it's going to be either the White House or the Big House for Hillary. And I tell you what, if Donald Trump fights the king here and loses, they're going to come after him too, aren't they? It's going to be quite a contest, don't you think?
It is. Before we go into the election, let me just briefly comment on these high-profile bunkers. You know, people have seen the Borg Cube, the L.A. Basin home with the great big concrete movable shutters that looks like a huge fortress. I think it's very important for people to realize not only these are abysmally expensive, that you never want to make a home look like a fortress. You don't want to make yourself a target. You know,
exactly.
You want to make sure it looks in the secure home, which you sell, my big book on high security design, et cetera. I really talk about how to do these things so they look completely conventional. You can't tell high security design a home that we design from any conventional home. It just appears exactly the same.
Very, very important point. You know, I covered Realtor.com now. It's becoming a trend that these wealthy people are going out and creating their panic rooms or survival homes. They're spending tremendous amount of money and they're selling it. Realtors are selling it now as if it's a feature, but you're pointing out you don't want to make this visible. You want to keep it stealthy. You want to do it as much as you can yourself, and you can do it on the cheap, and you can do it better than these millionaires or billionaires are doing it for themselves, can't you?
And you never want to buy something that's been advertised in the real estate market. This home has a panic room. That means everybody who goes through the home gets to see that.
That's right.
Destroys the value of that.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, good point. Yeah, let's talk about the election, your final comments in just the couple minutes that we've got. Where do you think this is headed? Give us your sports handicap as well. What you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that realistically there's about 30% hardcore Democrats in the United States. They're going to vote for Hillary no matter what, no matter how warts and all. She's got a very nasty personality. She's very, very hard to like, frankly, even among the Democratic faithful. Mm-hmm. And there's about a 30% hardcore conservative view that's going to go for Donald Trump. And the big point is what's going to happen to this 40% in the middle. Now, as a long-term political scientist, I have viewed this and said, you know, if the media really goes out and embarrasses the heck out of Donald Trump, the middle ground is that people are going to be too embarrassed. The big question is, too embarrassed to do what? To vote for Hillary? I mean, this is very, very difficult to do. And this is why the establishment is totally up in the air over this 40% in the middle.
And I think it's showing up, that embarrassment is showing up in the opinion polls, but I don't think it's going to show up in the voting polls, especially when we see these kind of riots that we're seeing at the Trump rallies. Thank you so much for joining us. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you for joining us.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.